Today is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. And, by the way, it is exactly 1 week away from election night. So, a week from today, we will all be huddled on our couches, stressed out, wondering whether we're going to have 4 more years of disaster that, honestly, I don't think our country can take. I think we will just devolve to the point that, you know, that like, I don't know. I do not know what will happen, but it will not be good. Like, we cannot take another 4 years. I literally would rather move to the Philippines with Mark and, just start over. Just build a life there if Trump wins again. He actually, there was a story online that Trump tweeted. He's doing all these things, and, you know, I'm not political very often, but when I am, but he's doing all these things to try to undermine the election. And I know all of you are aware of this, but I'm just, you know, do you ever sit around and think, because I remember back in the day, when I thought of the United States, I thought, you know, we have all these checks and balances in place. We have all this, you know, wonderful constitution and wonderful institutions and all this stuff that at times is boring. You know, and I didn't care about as much as I should have, but all of this stuff is in place. And we could never, you know, I would look at other countries where they completely went into disarray and elections happened and the person who was in power disputed the results of the election and the military had to be brought in and, you know, people were rioting in the streets and setting things on fire and doing all this kind of stuff. And I thought, you know, that'll never happen in the United States because we have all of this stuff in place. The people have complete faith, you know, in the rules and regulations and the leaders. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, we've always had disagreements, but for the most part, like the structures that were in place, we had faith in. And now, I mean, it's like, you know, and in the past, presidents would never tweet misinformation. You know, like they're not going to go Barack Obama, President Clinton, President Bush, you know, any of those people. I mean, any of them. I don't see any of them going on some, you know, social media platform and tweeting things, lies, to try to disrupt the election so they could get reelected. Like, I can't even fathom. I really cannot. Like, it is, he will do it. This person will do anything to win. Anything. He will lie, cheat, steal, work with Russia, like whatever it takes. So anyway, apparently he tweeted some misinformation about ballots. And he also made a statement that I found really disheartening. He said, results must be known on November 3rd. So what it sounds like to me is, on November 3rd, if they're still counting ballots, he's going to make the play that, nope, whatever results are in on November 3rd, that's what we have to accept. Now, I don't know that that's going to get anywhere, but you know lawsuits are going to immediately happen from the Trump team. If it's showing that Biden's ahead or whatever. You know, I don't know, or if it's showing, I'm not sure, but you know it's going to happen. And then for the rest of November, all of December and January, and who knows how much longer, you know, Trump's going to be like suing people and trying to do whatever he can to cheat his way into winning this election. And I think that's why they're like, you know, not only do we have to vote, but we have to make sure that it is a run, it is a landslide. And this is a reason that I did not vote by mail. Look, I'm not going to judge anyone who's voting by mail because I'm looking at you, Daniel Brewer, because you all have your reasons to vote by mail. You all have your reasons. I understand. But I, look, that is what's going to be challenged. All of the mail-in ballots, those are what's going to be challenged. Like, Trump is going to challenge mail-in ballots. And my state's not even going to be in play. We know my state is going to go for Trump. But I still stood in line for like 2 hours. And I'm not saying like I'm better than anyone else or anything like that. But anyway, I don't even know if I finished the Twitter story. But Twitter is now captioning misinformation inside the tweet to say this could possibly contain misinformation. And they have a link to fact-checking and information about mail-in voting. But you know that's what he's going to do. I mean, you know that that's what he's going to do. He's going to be like, oh, these mail-in. And he's been prepping for this for the past 2 or 3 months. Just, you know, at all his rallies and on social media, doing whatever he can to, you know, put doubt in people's minds about the validity of mail-in voting. Because he knew that Democrats were more likely to vote by mail. So he's trying to do anything he can to basically steal the election. So I just want everyone who's listening to my voice who hasn't voted yet, Republican or Democrat, really, to vote in person. You know, unless you're like in a high-risk group, you have some, you know, you have autoimmune disease of some sort or cancer or you're old or something like that and, you know, you think you might be at high risk, please go wait in line. Go vote in person. Because, and I don't even know, now I'm wondering, should I have voted early? Should I have voted on the day? Because, you know, are the early vote counts going to be counted later or something? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I did something wrong, but everyone really needs to vote in person if you can. Vote twice. No, I'm just kidding. Don't vote twice. That was completely a joke. Like I could sway the election with my listeners. Like I have enough listeners to sway an election. So anyway, all that being said, we have a week until we will all be huddled around our televisions and watching the results and watching the states turn either red or blue. Now, I know my state's going to turn red relatively quickly, so I don't really have to worry about it. I don't even have to be concerned about that. But these Pennsylvania Amish people, we just do not know whether they're going to go for Biden or Trump, and it is a very crucial state. And I think Nessa had something to say about Amish people at one point at a live in-person Pride 48. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, so that's my political rant. So the only thing that's really going on in my life, a couple of really trivial things. So I had, work is really stressful, but we're not going to belabor that. But non-work items, I got a check back from my prior insurance company. And it's Geico, by the way. They're my prior insurance company. And when I had called and canceled my insurance policy, the girl told me, or the lady, I don't know how old she was. We'll just say lady. I'll give her respect. The woman on the other end of the phone said that I would be getting a refund of $301. And then I got a check in the mail for $31 yesterday. And I don't want to call them back because, like, I had to wait on the phone for, like, ever to talk to someone. And then, now I'm going to have to call them back and be like, hey, she told me I was getting $301 back in my refund and I only got $31. Like, where's the other $269? Where are the other, no, $270. Where's the other $270? Like, I'm missing some money here. I was going to put that towards my Vitamix. I also had to call our prior landlord because I think I had told you guys that they had sent us a refund, but it was much less than what we thought it was going to be. And I said, I thought they had charged us for cleaning, even though we did have the place professionally cleaned. And so I had emailed or called or something. I don't remember what I did, but I had contacted them and said, hey, I think you charged us for cleaning, but I clearly sent you a receipt showing that we had a professional cleaner go in. And I even gave you instructions on how to get them back out there if you were unhappy with the job that they did. Because we paid a lot for that cleaning. We paid like $400 for the cleaning. I mean, we shouldn't have, probably. Because what the landlord was going to charge us was less than what we ended up paying the professional company. Word for the wise. And she said, oh, yeah, looks like we did charge you for cleaning. I'll get a check in the mail for that. No problem. She's like, I have to wait a week. That was like, I don't know, a month and a half ago, maybe even 2 months ago. So I had to call back today and they said, oh, well, the office manager has to approve that and we'll get that in the mail by the end of the week. And I was thinking, the office manager's been out for 2 months? Like, what happened there? I mean, literally, they forgot. So, you know, whatever. The other thing is I saw that they're remaking Saved by the Bell, and I used to love that show. And there's going to be a new class of young people. But Zach and Kelly and Slater and the other girl, who I can't remember her name, they're going to be back. So it's going to be on Peacock. And I'm interested in watching it now. I mean, I'll probably hate it because, you know, things you like when you're younger, you don't generally like when you're older. But I'm really... Elizabeth Hurley. I can't remember the character name, though. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm really interested in watching that. So maybe I'll do a review after it comes out sometime in November. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.